coming up to a quarter to nine on BBC Radio Kent Breakfast with John and Maggie. As you've been hearing this morning, there's been another breach of security at the Eurotunnel terminal in France, causing services to be suspended. Eurotunnel is now calling for the camps in Calais to be closed down. And the mayor of Calais has tweeted that the army could be brought in to monitor the migrant camp in Calais and help dismantle trafficking networks. Let's speak now to Phil Carton from the Kent-based charity Seeking Sanctuary. Good morning to you, Mr. Carton. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
First of all, what's your reaction to the news that Natasha Bouchard, the mayor of Calais, says the army could be called in?
Well, she's always keen on issuing rather flagrant sort of statements that appeal to the local electorates and get her name into the headlines of the papers. But it might be a good idea. Somebody from a national agency in France or the UK really needs to get control of the place and keep it in reasonable order. But I don't think there's that much violence and threat to the town in there, as is implied by the way the press has interpreted her comments.
Yeah. I suppose a breach of security, though, with up to 100 or more migrants at the Eurotunnel terminal, that's quite threatening, really, isn't it?
It's threatening to Eurotunnel, and my heart goes out to the staff there who have to deal with these deaths that are occurring. There have been 25 to 30 in the last 12 months, just one every other week, and it's dreadful for them to have to deal with this. It seems as though the number of migrants has gone up at the same time as the security fences have improved, but now there are more migrants. They've thought of ways of organising themselves to breach even these higher security measures.
And what about the humanitarian situation in the camps? What are living conditions like there?
Well, I was last there just 4 weeks ago, and there were supposed to be about 4,000 people there then. There apparently, it's now risen to 6,000, and every square foot of useful ground among these sand dunes has been used, really, for people to put up various tents and temporary constructions. It just needs one night of rain for it to become a quagmire. There's no organisation. This is where the army might do something. There's no organisation of sanitation and refuse removal and decent water supplies for the people there. And it's just a health epidemic waiting to happen, according to the medical people who are around there.
Do you think if the army came in and they provided proper sanitation, if they put in toilets, etc., that more migrants would start coming to Calais, if they thought that there was proper sanitation there? And
it's a mystery as to why some of them end up there in the first place, because the largest national group just recently has been the Sudanese from Darfur, and the majority of them want to stay in France. But apparently they decide to hang out in Calais while their asylum claims are processed. What the attraction is, apart from the fact that it is one sort of half a kilometre square of French territory, where the official phrase is that the migrants are tolerated.
What do you think should happen to what do you think people in the camps should be doing? What do you think should happen to them if the French have any sort of authority there? What should they be doing with the people there?
Hopefully they can organise themselves to provide some accommodation a little further inland and with less ease of access to the motorways and the railway system. It's odd that the camp is right alongside the motorway that takes the lorries down to the port, and when the ferry strike was going on in the port, the queuing traffic was just the other side of the fence.
Phil, thank you for joining us this morning. Phil Carton from the Kent-based charity Seeking Sanctuary. Julia George is here at 9.